what we've come to do. Now, in Genesis chapter 12, where we have been for the last 2 weeks, verse 1 says, "Now the Lord had said to Abram, 'Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I would what? Come on, to a land that I would what? Come on, to a land that I would what?'" For some reason, I've felt for weeks every time I come here, even on Wednesday, that there are still people here, I believe that God is still talking about to leave. It may be just leaving your comfort zone, or it may be just leaving the place of ministry where you've been to a higher level of ministering. But to some people, may just be physically leaving where you are and joining yourself to this group of people. For some people, it may be shifting. That maybe where you are, we can still plant there a house church. But some people, maybe you need to shift and get closer to where this group of people is that you do life with. You want to just get closer to that. The meetings that you have with them may be a little bit more consistent. I'm going to do that, by the way, in Feb. I'm just been trying to transition to my new program this year. And I would say this also, if you're a member of this church, our year, at least for me as a pastor, my year starts in September. September when we have the last Bible seminar. And if you notice from September, we push things so high. So high. Even December, we are so high. So by the time we come in January, that's why we don't fast in January, is we've set a tempo and a pace. Now, for me physically, sometimes in January, like this January, we've been pushing, so that by the time we start the year, we've already begun the journey. Praise the Lord. So next week, because we're going to be starting the other month to prepare for Bible seminar, we're going to go back into the battle. We're going to be fasting, and we're going to be a little bit intense. Amen? Amen? Because the things that we have been praying for as long as we are in this church, this is the year. And get ready. Amen? Temuduka. But get ready. Because we're going to see miracles. Miracles happen in this place. Can you say amen? So there may be some people in this place that God is talking to you to join a certain group of people. Why is that important? It is important, Apostle said it very well, as was preaching on Wednesday, which you know I've been reciting, but he said it profoundly very well. And he says that Canaan wasn't a place where they were called to just dwell and be. Canaan was a place where they were called to dream. Do you know that just being in certain places, at least it's for me, can be so uncomfortable that you can't dream. And yet, why do you think people take camps away from town? And so we are going for camp, and the nebajitwala miti. Why? It's because environment also plays a very important role. So Canaan, we're talking about the church call, okay? He called them out so that he may take them to this land. And from that land, he can begin to build. Amen? Come on, amen? So Canaan was a place that God wanted them to start to dream his dream. Abraham could not do it from where he was. He had to leave Haran, and then go to this land. The Bible says he would show him. And that was the land of Canaan. Praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord. And I'll give you many examples, but one of the other examples I'll give you is Saul. Saul wasn't a prophet. But as Samuel directed him, when Saul got into the company of prophets, he began immediately to prophesy. Why? The company he was in, there were prophets, and so the spirit of prophecy came upon him. Okimanyi nti just being in this environment, even this morning, n'obadde nga tosobola kusaba, you start praying. How many people have come to this church n'agamba naye waliwo ekisa ky'okusaba? Buli we tujja tusaba mu church lwaki? It's because we've set this environment for how many years? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? No, for many years. Actually, one of my things that I like to do in my leisure, for me, I don't know what you do in your leisure time, is praying. So the environment you come in can help you do things faster than if you were in a different environment. So Abraham had to leave his country, his homeland, his family, because God had wanted this nation to go in a certain place, and then he would begin to speak to them big things that he wanted to do through them, through this man called Abraham. And so I've been feeling for a couple of weeks right now that even us as a church, we need to move. We need to move in our thinking. We need to move in our thinking. Some of us have not moved in our thinking. And because of our thinking, we are still limiting God to do certain things in our lives because of the way we are thinking. And so we have to make room for God to do what He wants to do and renew our minds. And Apostle has been helping us every Wednesday to do that in every area of our lives. Renew our mind. Now there are some people I know who have told me they are sick and they are not in the service. But my wife will tell you that I've also not been well, but every week I've been coming in this service and say, I'm well. 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 And every service, I've been getting better. I've been getting better. I've been getting better. Every Sunday, I've been coming here and I don't feel well. But because I'm confessing the word of God and I'm challenging my mind, the body is beginning to accept that there is a greater law. We need to come to a point where you begin to frustrate your mind with truth. Overwhelm it. Fatigue it. Let your mind be a wulirenga waliwo fatigue ya truth. That miracles can only happen and can only happen. Praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord. We cannot believe the things or we cannot do the things of God if there is doubt. And I think Apostle also labored on Wednesday to talk about it, that the issue of the heart. We want to do great things, but we have not labored to renew our mind. We are not reading. We are not meditating on what God has said. So how are we going to see God do great things in our lives if we are not meditating on the Word of God? So there has to be a point where in your mind that you frustrate yourself or your surroundings with truth. That the only thing that can happen is a miracle. Amen? The only thing that can happen is the supernatural. And you know, as you do that, we're discussing with my wife, as you do that, I don't know whether it's my wife or Tezra was teaching this week, as you do that, you begin to attract the things that you've been building on. Amen? Why? Because in the environment where God wants you to go, those things are already planted there. For example, I was giving someone an example this week, a magnet. Do you know that there are metals all around here in this building? Put a big magnet here. You will know that there have been metals all around. But if there is no magnet, we will never know how many metals are in this place. So what's the difference? There is a magnet. So if a believer, like last week we were talking about, you consistently meditate upon the Word of God, you're going to become a magnet of those things you are meditating on daily. Amen? That's what you're meditating on daily. That's what you're meditating on daily. Praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord. David just said that your mercy, your goodness shall follow me, not in a season. He says, all the days of my life. So that means that every day there is a possibility of a miracle or a supernatural thing happening. Come on, amen? So, but why is this important that the Bible says that now the Lord had said to Abraham? Is because this entire relationship was a divine supernatural relationship. As you could see in all the I, is that God was vowing to Abraham, is that in this relationship I'm going to be the I. You do the receiving, I will do the I. I will be your God and you be my people. And I will bless you. And that's what we see in the new covenant in Hebrews. I wish I would go there. Sister, can you give me in Hebrews where the Bible says that the new covenant I will give you? Can we go there? It will be very important that you see that. As she goes there, I'll continue reading. It's saying in Hebrews chapter 12, it says, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. Somebody say, I'm blessed. Come on, say, someone say, I'm blessed. Come on, say, I'm blessed. Now, this is not, they call it motivational speaking. No, this is not motivational speaking. Trust me. This is decreeing what God has already declared about you. That I am blessed. But this is who I am. I am blessed. Therefore, if you are blessed, wherever you go, you are either going to be a blessing or going to be blessed. It's a two coin. That's for me, that's what I expect. When I go out every day, I say, Lord, as I go out today, I expect to be a blessing or something today. And it usually happens. So, this is not magic, by the way. If this is your very first time, I'm not talking about magic. I'm not talking about wish saying. No, I'm talking about coming from the knowledge of knowing Mukama chiche yetema. Yetemachi. Yagamba, I will bless you. So, for me, in this covenant that he made with himself, Zenante comes. So my expectation is to see what you said. So that's why when we come here, Nitulabikanga Balalu, it's because your mind is actually seeing that this plan is only going to come to pass in 5 years. That's your mind. But do you know, because you are in relationship, a spiritual divine relationship with God, that these things can come overnight? Do you know that God can cause someone to do something overnight while you're sleeping? And something that has been for 5 years can be cut short. And somebody just wakes up and say, I don't know why, but this is what God is saying to me. I need to give you this. Why? Kubanga otambulanga ng'omwana w'omulangira. You are blessed. You are God's child. You're not just working in your company. You are a prophet there. Praise the Lord. You are a prophet there. That nation is blessed because you're there. That workplace is blessed because you're there. That workplace is blessed. It's not the other way around. That they are a blessing to you. No, they are blessed because you're there. Now, these things become active if we become aware. Ndindi mukifo kino lwakuba Mukama antumye wano. Right? But because they will throw you out. Don't say, I saw the stars and the moon all bowing down to me. That is very unwise. But you know, for you when you get there, you know. Praise the Lord. So in this new covenant, it says, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, says the Lord, see, I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God. Come on, I will be their God. Mukama wabera katonda wafe tetweta genga. How many know God is your God? Do you know that wetuga manti mukama yekatonda wafe? Ochimanyi mukama yafuga buli kimu? Ochimanyi ndi binobyonna tulaba, by the way, they are not for the devil. Mukama ye yabitonda. Amina? Amina? Mukama bwabanga ye yabitonda. Then yabitonderani? Yabitondera bana be. Praise the Lord. So we are his people, he's our God. And because he's our God, he will provide. Now, what I'm saying this morning is that we need to change our mind. Is that God created the whole universe, right? And put everything in that universe, right? Why did he do that? If God wanted us to live a simple life, why create all this? And then in the end say, you just live in, just using simple stuff. Maybe you just live in a one-roomed house. No, he has created all this. Because I'm going to the other extreme. People who have said that prosperity is bad. Okay, if prosperity is bad, ani ajitonda? Ani ajitonda? Come on, are you in the church today? Who created all the things? So why did he create them if he didn't want us to have it? He would have hid the gold. You hide. But he made it available. Why? Because he wanted his people to just enjoy. These things are for us to just enjoy. Praise the Lord. So that's the mind of the God that we serve. Muntu mukuru munene akola binene. So bakuteka mu kintu che. Atitayagala obere n'endowooza entono. Kubanga je byakola binene. So that kind of teaching is also not right in the church to just say, because if we are saying that, then we can say, you know, you're not your neighbor into Biani, we are standing, but they are not for Satan. It's God who created them. It's just the abuse of them. Amen? Come on, amen? Amen? So, he says, Mr. Pauline, and, sorry, go back. And, is that God? And, they shall be what? My people. So we are his people. Do we agree? Verse 11. None of them shall teach his neighbor, and none his brother, saying, know the Lord. For all, everyone say all. All shall know me. Do you know that? I told you that in the very beginning in the morning, that the church is the what? The pillar and what? How do you get to know? That is when you come in the church, when all are what? Are taught. Because all can do what? All can know. Let's continue. From the least of them to the what? To the greatest of them. Can we continue? For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sin and their lawless. I will do what? So this is the God that we serve. His business business is just blessed. And his people are blessed only. There's no curse there. It's just blessing only. And who does it? Him. So what's the problem? The problem seems to be on the people who are on this other end of the relationship. Right now, we have our young son, Jason. But Jason just comes every day, comes into the kitchen, anyhow, and he goes to the fridge, anyhow. We just protect him because we don't want to be protected. But he knows, I don't ask permission to go to the fridge. Can I go to the fridge? Can you go to the fridge? This is your house. You get what I'm saying? This is your house. Everything in your house, in this house, is yours. Amen? Come on, amen? So if the blessing is not seen in one or another, maybe there is a problem on this other end of the relationship. Maybe we don't see ourselves. Maybe we haven't seen it. Just like we said, God desires everybody to be saved, that not everyone He is saved. Maybe they haven't believed that the goodness of God leads to repentance. So it's the same way. Just like people who haven't got born again, it's the same way. If we haven't seen these few things happen, it's just because we haven't seen ourselves like that. Because the people who saw themselves like that in the Bible, they walked in this authority and this grace. Amen? And that having been said and done, it doesn't mean that when the grace of God is upon you, that you become lazy. Yes, the land was given to them. Yes, the nations were given. But do you know that they had to fight? Praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord. So, and again, I'm not saying that it's your hard work. I'm just saying that we cooperate with the grace of God. That if there are offices that you need to go in, you go in. If there are people you need to meet, you meet them. If there are things you need to say, you say them. Do you know that when I was when I was coming from senior 4 and I'm going to senior 6, I always had this mentality that sciences were not created for them, for me. And I was right. Everyone is gifted differently. So I failed all the sciences. All of them. 9, 9, 9, 9, 9. Because some of them I even didn't do the exam. They're not for me. And even the class, I was the first one in Kitan not to attend sciences. Me, I know what I can do. So, but I passed all the arts subjects. So, my friends looked at my report and said, "But what are you going to do?" You wait. So I go to City High myself, ask a place. And then the headmistress said, "I said, "But why?" He says, "Look at the 99." So I got the report and I said, "But can you also see that I've passed all the arts subjects?" Says, "Yes." So I'm not asking you give me sciences. I'm asking you give me arts. And so what do you want to do? And I gave you the headmistress a combination. Yeah. So even then, with some small knowledge, no, if there are some things you have to say, say them. Boldly. He said, "We don't think you can take this job," and say, I know I can. I know I can. I've done that before. There's a place they wanted me to work 3 days. I said no. But everyone works 3 days. I said no. Me, I'm going to be here 1.5 days and I'll get the job done. So you just give me 3 months. If I don't do it better than the people who you hire, then please, sack me. Just like Daniel, give us vegetables. If we look pale, then please, bring the meat. So what happened? They gave me 1.5 days. And I excelled more than their staff who are coming 3 full days. So I told the manager, you see what I told you. So when I come here, I'm going to make you better. And actually that's what I said, I'm going to make you better. So this program you've given me, it's going to change your organization. And I did my best. Whatever they told me, I was there. I presented very well. And after 3 months, they allowed me. For all the time I was working there, 1.5 days. Other people are working how many? 3. Naegwe, Oja, Wagamba, Nesande, Tosaba, Egaba, yes. Sebo, Sande, Sijaku, Saba. There's a blessing upon your life. That's not your job. That's the same thing Pharaoh was telling the children of Israel, that you go worship, leave the animals here. So what are we going to do? Worship is sacrifice, is giving. So we leave the animals, what are we going to worship with? Amen? So there are some things that if you need to say them, do what? Say them. Make these appointments with these people. And dress well. Praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord. For those who want to get married, there's some things that you need to say. You say them. Prepare yourself and say them. Praise the Lord. But what I'm trying to talk about is that God, for him, he has already set himself. Can we do our part? Amen? Amen? Come on, amen? So they finally got their land. So the direction I want to take today is different. Because if you go on in Genesis chapter 12 and verse 3, he says, I'll bless you, those who bless you, and I'll curse him who curses you, and in you, all what? Come on, in you? Come on, in you? So, there is a kind of blessing in chapter 3, the last line, that I want to look at today. Can we give me another version, see whether it says it differently? It says that, and in you, all the what? All the families of the earth shall be blessed. I may forget saying this, but let me say it now so that we follow the thought all the way through, just in case I don't get to where I want to get. There is nobody, and I mean nobody in the Bible, that God wanted to do life with, that when he called them, he did not give them the picture of the world. Nobody God called. Even in the beginning, Adam. There's no one God called and he didn't give them the picture of inheriting the world. You know why? We are still struggling and frustrated in our own dreams. It's because you are in your world. You are not in God's world. Anytime you find yourself frustrated, just know that's a small dream. Where am I going to get this tuition? Where am I doing the doctorate? Small dream. When are we building the house? When are you buying the car? Small dream. You are toiling, not having a good life, you're just saving to buy a car. Small dream. He said, I'll bless you. Did you see that last week we said? But look at what is now going in the direction he's saying. I and all the families of the earth will be blessed through you. That's huge. Ntigogena kuli sensi yona. That's why your fuse is burned. How? Chikena kuberashi. Maybe katitufu sevansi. Time so close ango wensi. No! That's the God you serve. It says all the families of the earth. All. Pastor Victor's family. Sandra's family. Apostle's family, he says, all of them, they will be blessed through you. Now, that's a God dream. Katidayeka, otulewansi. Analyze your dream if it's a God dream. If it's not God's dream, that's why you are frustrated. Obobo, you know the things that usually, even in real life, obuntu, obututwali that time, buntu butono. Even in relationship, buntu bubera butono. Na yebi intu ebi nene. Even get you to think on a big level. Do you know that if you have ever understood the grace of God, you don't struggle with unforgiveness? You don't struggle with sin issues? You understand the grace of God. That's why I've told all my pastors, don't ever panic. The grace of God, that's why Jesus died. Amen? Come on, amen? If you have the bigger picture, that's why Jesus died. That marriage will be restored. That relationship will be restored. That man will be brought back. That woman will be brought back. Don't you understand that the Bible says that the gospel is the power of God? Is the. So that situation will be solved. It's just temporarily. But as they hear the word of God, resurrection power will kick into that relationship. And they will fall in love again. Again, frustrate yourself, counseling, they are calling you, you don't have peace. It's because you don't have a bigger picture. Praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord. So, he tells them that all the families, it is telling his man Abraham, all the families of the earth will be blessed through you. Now, we go to Romans chapter 4. I love the word of God. Romans chapter 4. But honestly, I think we need to learn how to take care of the men of God. You know that just being here, I get so exhausted that if you're not careful, I may not come back next Sunday. It's work. It's real work. I'm dealing with all your demons. I'm trying. So this is the battlefield for me, emotionally, mentally, and physically. That's why you would see in Exodus, Moses' men came and lifted up his hands. Why? It gets tiring, physically. So sometimes if I can sit, it becomes a comfort for me to continue. Amen? So, work on it, Brother Marino. What then shall we say that Abraham, our father, has found according to the flesh? Mumpulira. For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and what? And it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. Just as David also describes the blessedness of the man to whom God imputes righteousness apart from his word. Blessed are those whose lawlessness deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not count. He will not impute. Remember, we are talking about all the families of the earth shall be blessed through you. And the Bible is saying through David the prophet, he saw there was a man who was so blessed that the Lord had forgiven all his deeds. Number one, so blessed that the Lord did not impute his sin against him. Praise the Lord. Verse 9. He says, does this blessedness then come upon the circumcised only? For upon the uncircumcised also? It's a question. For if we say that faith was accounted to Abraham, for righteousness, how then was it accounted? While he was circumcised or uncircumcised? Not while circumcised, but while uncircumcised. Are we reading together verse 11? And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had while still uncircumcised. That he may be what? He may be, come on. Though, that what? And the father of what? So who are the sons of Abraham? Come on, who are the sons of Abraham? Verse 13. For the promise that he will be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through what? But through... For if those who are of the law are heirs, faith is made void and the promise made, because the law brings about wrath, for where there is no law, there is no, therefore, it is of what? That it may be according, so that the promise may be to all who are, not only to those who are, but also to those who are, who is, as it is written, in the presence, God, who does what? Now guess what? We are reading right now. That when God is about to do a thing in a man or with a man, he starts to call him that thing before the man is that thing. Read Genesis 12. He was called Abram. So, as Abram, exalted father, which word Abraham, the name Abraham means exalted father, God is telling him, in you, omusajja tanaba na kiraba, tanaba na kutuka mu Canaan. But day one, God is saying, you are. You are what? You are Abraham. Abraham would mean a father of many nations. Now, we are talking in Genesis 12, but God knew that the wife, Sarah, was barren. Couldn't give birth. But at the very beginning, God is saying, you are. So that's why these things of faith, you don't start with a calculator. Tugenda kule itaka. Mumpe calculator. Calculator eja luvanyuma. Amen? Come on, amen? Because if God says, I have given you Jericho. And then the next statement we see, and Jericho was shut. No one is going in, no one is going out. So, where is your calculator going to help you with? That means that the promises of God are conceived by faith. Amen? Come on, amen? Faith of what? Faith of what God has declared. So that means that right now, I may give you a prophecy and you don't look it. And there is nowhere in your family that it has never been done. But because God is speaking His word in you, He's saying this is what you are. This is not what your family says you are. This is what I say you are. Come on, amen? Come on. So he's saying, in the presence of him who believed God, who gives life to the dead, and does what? And calls those things which do not exist as though they did. Man is still not without a child, but God is talking about seed. First of all, physical seed, and then spiritual seed. This man is coming from a family where there are moon worshippers, and God is saying you will take over the world. That's why a pastor, apostle, that's why tunaba kuulira njiri. Kwa ana antute, but tanachiraba. Tanachiraba. God has called you to take over the world. I was telling Tezra, we're starting our sale. Everything I do, I want to demonstrate for you and you see. We're starting our sale in Makerere. Pastor Victor, let's demonstrate this. Sandra, I told Tezra, watch, we are going to turn Makerere upside down. Upside down. All we need is a home. All. Kalema, bangam yosuleyo. Third February, tugenda kutandika. I don't need a crowd. I just need a few good people who believe, who have seen that we are called to change the world. And we are going to change Makerere. I only need a house. And the house is there. And I have a few believers. I'm going to demonstrate for you that you can actually change the world. Because in Zechu Chendaba, that everywhere I go, I must influence people. Influence people to do what? To join this family. It's exciting. The family of the Spirit and the Word, isn't it exciting? It's because it's the Spirit and the Word. So how many people are you going to bring into that family and they also start to enjoy this life in the Spirit? Praise the Lord. Now, you can't do that unless you see it. I'm not excited about bringing people to churches because I want to be the biggest church in the world. No, I'm excited about bringing people in the churches because that's God's dream. And those are the songs that we sing. In the choir, they say those are Pastor Godwin's songs. They are not my songs. Guys, the Nyimba is a pastor. They are not my songs. Those are God's songs. Tell the world. It's Abraham. Tell the world. Goyagala gambachi. Tell the village. No, tell the world. So we want to put it in songs. We want to put it in teachings. That's Bible seminar. We've changed it. It's not Bible seminar. It's called what? The Integrity of the Word Conference. We are telling the world. So who are you telling? That one person you're meeting every single week. You are telling the world. There are nations in that person. You are not consistent with them. It's because you don't see the world in them. Auntie Sister Tracy, again, Akumbuza. What meeting is the nani? When? Where? How? How many? Where is so and so? If you see that, you are not going to change the world. This is God's dream. This is God's dream. We're just helping you to be in God's dream. Let me tell you, if you are in God's dream, you will not fail to see provision. Not fail to see provision. Even for your life. You just say, I will be their God. I will be their God. And that's what I've told my wife. Mukama atutumye, I've seen where my problem has been. I had relaxed. But now, if it's a miracle, he let him do it. I'm not going to call so and so. I'm going to do my part. But time ye bwetuuka. Nzisigenda kugendayo. Na ye akole kyalina okukola. Because this is his thing. Amen? Come on, amen? I'll go and meet Rahab. But when it comes to doing a miracle, God, you better do a miracle while I'm with Rahab. Because he may kill me. That's your job. Amen? So, God is saying here that he will call you a thing before even you know you are that thing. Now, that's why you need to beat your head like this. Because these matters are too great for the mind. Bivamu in your spirit. But the time you renew your mind, it's already in your spirit. That's why Mary would say, how will this be so? Nobody has ever conceived a baby outside this, what you're saying. And the angel said, the Holy Ghost will sit on you. And then Mary would say, be it unto me according to your word. Praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord. So God has called us to be what? To be fathers of many nations, because the Bible would say that we are children after the steps of our father Abraham. Father Abraham. There's a faith confession in that song. Had many sons? Yes. I am one. So if Abraham had many sons, you are his son. Where are your sons? Amen? Our church has a program called discipleship. It's not our program. It's just because nobody has ever explained to you what you believed. This is what you believed. Praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord. Are we here? Galatians. The book of Galatians, when you reach there, we're reading chapter 3. Are you there? Chapter 3, verse 5. It says, therefore, whoso supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Just as Abraham believed God, and it was what? It was accounted to him for what? What did Abraham do? Therefore, know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that God will justify the Gentiles by what? By faith, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, in you all the nations will be. Will be what? All the what? So then, those who are of faith are blessed with believing. No, he doesn't say they are going to be. He says they are. They are. Mutiabuti. Moses. Mutiabuti. But we already blessed people. We are a group of people that should be reckoned with wherever we are. Why? Tulikenti sayamu kama magi. Tulikomu kono guamu kama Ivan. We just don't know it. And we haven't walked in it. And all you have to do is believe it. Amen? Come on, amen? So we are seeing this language that I have called you to be a blessing to all the families of the earth, or I've called you to be a blessing of all the nations of the earth will be blessed. If God came to you and said, I've called you to feed the entire nation, where are you going to start from? World Food Program? In Genesis, let's go back. In Genesis, before we continue, let's go back. In Genesis, chapter 13. Let's start from where we stopped last week. It says in verse 14, and the Lord said, Abram, exalted father, after Lot had separated from him, lift up your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which you see, I give to you and your what? Your descendants. For what? And I'll make your descendants as the dust of the earth. So that if a man could number the dust of the earth, then your descendants also could be numbered. Now, I want you to think with me. God is calling you to do something. And it starts well by saying that if he's saying, I'll make your descendants as the dust of the earth. Okay? And then he goes on and says, so that if a man could number the dust of the earth, then your descendants also could be numbered. So me, that's where the calculator drops. Because you're telling me to go and number the dust of the earth. onokoma di okubala. We are looking at eternity. Apostle, we are looking at eternity. If all God has called us, that we are going to start every day, count the dust, number the dust, we are not able to do what God has called us to do. Why? Because this is a God dream. And only God can fulfill that dream. Amen? Come on, amen? I can still see. I see it in your mind for some of us. I say, me, accountant, please, hear me. That's a small dream. It's going to frustrate you and ruin your life. Think big. Think like God. Amen? Think like God. The resources are not over. The resources are looking for people who will find them. I mean, imagine, how did Moses feed and lead an entire nation from one end to another end? And the Bible says there was no lack. All the 40 years, no lack. When they're going out, and this is why you throw out your calculator. When they're going out, you know, when you're starting, do a budget, calculate, see how much you can do, and you'll be called after. They didn't have time to do a budget on how much it's going to cost for them to be in the wilderness for 40 years. God has said, go today, cut the lamb, march out, and I will be their God. Supernatural supply. Babega menga tote zagwerera. Engoye zasigalanga bebava Egypt. Can you think about that? For 40 years, olugoye lucha alirupia. Supernatural. Who else can do that? Eyo factory tujia agala wano. But who else can do that? Now, do you see that 20 meetings in you have and to vamukama? We sibye kuka dreama katono. Okafirako, kakumazeke mirembe, toina mirembe. Think like God, I've called you to do. Go reach the world and I will supply. Amanyi jagendo kuisa, amanyi wakuisa, wawangu ready see a jaji patinga. Bumba muine nyonta, gaja kuva, muroko. Bumba muagare nyama, aposo, eja kuva waguru. And later I will tell them, your father ate manna in the wilderness and they died. But I am the true meat. Did you get what I'm saying? That even that God used it as a sign to talk to a spiritual promise. Amen? Come on, amen? You see how these people were very difficult to teach. Nti, mukama ino kujie nyama waguru. The stiff-necked people, the Bible says. Praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord. Verse chapter 15 of Genesis. Are you there? He says, after this thing, the word of the Lord came to Abram. He's still Abram. In a vision saying, do not be afraid. Abram, I am what? Your shield. You are my shield. That song. My. Wagena gamba. That is Pastor. Pastor Godwin's song. Namazuk. Eh? You sang it very well, but can you believe it? You're my shield, my portion, my ever present what? In the time of what? Time of need. I didn't talk about it last Sunday, but one of the things that I did in my transition when I left my work is I was battling with a chronic disease. So what I did, I promised myself, and you know, Pastor Ronald will be a testimony if many of you think all the things I'm telling you are lies. But every single day, Pastor Ronald would find me on the dining table reading the Bible. And most nights, my wife would tell you, she would leave me reading the Bible. Because I knew somewhere, if there's something I didn't get, I have to see it now. If I don't see it now, this Bible, throw it away. Tugene tukole. Ebintu ebirala. At one point, in this reading the Bible and praying, I think my body just got so overwhelmed with the reality. It's one day, and the sickness just, poof! Because that day, I'd woken up, and I can't walk. Because I would feel pain in my body. But I ended up that day, I think it was about noon. The sickness, and I think it just couldn't stay. You know when something just pops out? You go, poof! It just left. And I became normal. Normal. Like this. Normal. To this day. And so what I'm talking about, or what we're saying, you overwhelm your mind. Put it into your ears. Get audios. I listen to Kenneth again. I listen to Chris Oyeklame. I listen to Oyedepo. I listen until I started to see the scriptures in my own flesh. But you want to get somewhere and you can't meditate even on one scripture. You are dodging prayer meetings. And you want the things of God to happen in your life. No, we need to change. Praise the Lord. We need to change. Come on, we need to change. And that's how you do it in every other area of your life. All right, let's continue. It says, but Abraham said, Lord God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus? Then Abraham said, look, you have given me no offspring. Indeed, one born in my what? In my house is my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Zijako endowozentono. Usimukama, laba. Elieza wali. Na ye muntu. Nsobolo kolachi. Omujamu. Omusika. Quickly. The word of the Lord came. It says, where are we? Verse 4. This one shall not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body shall be your heir. This is where meditation is important. This is why weekly Bible study and weekly meetings are important. Because every time you come to that meeting, your disciple or your pastor is going to say, no! God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for your family. God has a plan for your life. No, you can't quit. And that's why sometimes you come in the most worst places, they give you a prophecy. This is what God is doing. This is not Eliezer. I didn't talk about Eliezer. I said, in you. All the families of the earth. And Abraham is seeing time is going. Time is going. This thing is not coming to pass. And he wants to do his thing. So let's continue. Verse 5. Then he brought him outside and said, now you see what we've been talking about? He says, look now toward heaven and count the stars, If you are able to number them, and he said to him, so shall your descendants be. Verse 6, very important. He says, and he what? Come on, I don't hear you. And he what? And what? So your job is to believe what God said. Amen? All right, let's continue. Chapter 17. Are you there? Are you in chapter 17? When Abraham was 99 years old. Are you seeing that? The Lord appeared. How many years? He was called when he was how old? 70 what? So is how many years now? That's the difference of how many now? 24 years, right? When did he get a child? He was how old? How old? So 75, 175, that's how many years? So 25 years, ari kuchigambo, abulira. The integrity of the word. For 25 years. And you know, all along, let me not get my in front of myself. Walk before me. I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be what? And be blameless. And I will make my what? Covenant between me and you. And will what? Multiply you what? Then Abraham fell on his face and God talked with him saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you and you shall be. You see how he's consistently talking to Abraham? No longer now he has to change his name. He says, no longer shall your name be called Abram, exalted father. Because name kama kakati omsajono chida ikamufuki de chizibu. Yamugamba that naleta obugundi bwen. Maybe to what if you take oka kiosik? Nedda. Teva kugamba genda take oka kiosik. Maybe to be charming. Maybe you know you start small. No. He's saying, now let me change your name. So that it can match up with what I am saying to you. It says, no longer shall you be called Abraham, but your name shall be what? Abraham. For I have made you a father of many nations. Don't put it there! You see what I'm saying? That to get you to where it needs to get, it's a renewal of the mind. Amen? It's the renewal of the mind. Meanwhile, I'm wondering why God is continuing to do this. So, the Spirit of God reminds me of Isaiah 51. Isaiah 51. He says, listen to me, you who follow after righteousness. You know, when you're reading the Bible, don't jump. There is a process. It says, you who follow after righteousness, you who seek the Lord, look to the rock from where you are hewed, and to the hole of the pit from where you are dug. Give me another translation. Give me another translation. From where you were cut, a rock from which you were cut. Were cut from which rock? The quarry from which you were? Okay, let's go on. Yes. Think about Abraham. It's not Abram. Think about Abraham, your ancestor, and Sarah, because also Sarah, her name was changed. Right? Who gave birth to what? To you. Are you seeing that? Abraham was only one man when I called him. That was the problem. Omusajja ine endowooza ntono. Mukama amugamba, I will make you. Can you imagine? You are calling a man whose wife is barren, who doesn't have a child, who is coming from a very, very, very like, let's say, a family, not a family of faith. That's why this man kept on giving God suggestions of small dreams. Because when they called him, he was by what? One man. So all he's seeing all along is one man. But one man is everything in the hands of God. But see, it says, when I called him, but when I blessed him. When did Abraham become a father of many nations? The day God blessed him. Singaya, chikwatira wao. I don't think it would have taken even 25 years. But the 25 years are renewal. Nakugambia. The 40 years in the wilderness, renewal of the mind. That's why Mukama agamba, no. When naba parents, temuja genda. Nze munemye. Mukama wagambia, tiyo nemye. Kanindaba anaba mwe. Bobe bajyo genda yo. The promise has not changed. But the people who are going to enter in there, they have to change. So 25 years is not that you're waiting on God. It's your mind. Keeping on bringing Eliezer, then the other day you bring in Ishmael, and God all along is saying, I blessed you. When nakuita went, the day, na chikutekamu. That very day. Na ye, tochiwulida. Now, because tochiwulida, then you keep on presenting God mu budget obutono. Nti fwe tunazimba cathedral. Ensi yonna yonna egenda kulaba nti wano waliwo Mukama. Small mind. Cathedral enakubeera shelter, not in the plan of great things God is doing. Nti you are showing. Just think about it. Mukama ya zimbe nsi yonna. Nti gwe ozimbe cathedral olagaba ntu nti. Laba. Mukama chakoze. Those should be structures. Tools that we are using to do this grand finale dream. Where are you, Imitate Church? Do you know that when Moses was building the house of God, he didn't struggle. He only gave one announcement. And the other announcement he had to give at the end, stop. Mulekerawo. Mulesebimala. Do you know why? Because he trusted God. Basumba. Let's trust God. Let's trust God. Let's not look at the congregation. Now let's look at man. Let's trust God. He will provide supernaturally continually. So he said, I called him, but when I blessed him, see, he became a great nation. Are you blessed? Last week we saw physically blessed. But we're talking about spirit. Mwe abagama mukama yabayita mbuweleza. Do you see yourself? Are you blessed? Disciples are easy to get if you see yourself blessed. People will come. Because you see, They are in you. Not out there. They are in you. Obadde obanoonyeza wa? Eri? No, bali muno. Tandika obakoola. Muno. So that wherever you go at work, wherever you go, you start. Where did Paul find Timothy? On one of his missions. Where did Paul find Philemon? On one of his missions. Where did Paul find Titus? On one of his missions. He did find them in one place. Hallelujah. Some of your disciples are still out there in the world, drinking, partying. But you haven't gone there. You haven't responded to the call. Go there! Some of the people who are going to bless you are your disciples. They are out there. By an ascent, it's a singer. But go to Nabagenda. Abraham began to see the hand of God the day he moved out. Because Hebrews will tell you that he stepped out by faith. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Lastly, as we end, Jesus, Pauline, can you find me this scripture where Jesus says, I only do what I see my Father do. What's that? Is it John? John what? Meanwhile, as we do that, there's this song I want us to sing in Uganda. Twala wo kumabali anamanyo kuliimba uli musumba tandekerera aha aha aha. Temusimbula. Musigala, all right? Temusimbula. Mbate mugenze. John. Ninakubala gechi into one. All the men that God worked with, he had to do this renewal of mind. I've called you for nations. Please. John. He had to do this thing of, and for Abraham, it's so obvious that he did it so much. Next week I'm going to show you. He did it so much that it was so obvious Abraham had not got it. But look at John chapter 5 and verses 19. Then Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly I said to you. Let me first read it in my version. Are you there? Go there. I want you to go there. Everyone in your Bible. John, it's 5:19, right? How many are blessed? Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For what things whatsoever he does, these also does likewise. Now, the word see would mean that Jesus, because it would mean to discover by use or to know by experience, or to turn the eyes to anything to look at, upon or to gaze at or which is my best explanation of this verse, to turn the thoughts or direct the mind to a thing, to consider, contemplate, look or to look at or to weigh or carefully examine. Now Jesus is saying that for me, I don't do anything of myself. Remember the Bible says Lot says when he saw for himself. Okay? Now Jesus is saying the Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees. The only person God didn't get to do, you will win the nations. You will see the nations. It's Christ. Why? He always knew. Always saw. Or can we say he had already seen? That's why it was not very difficult for God to work with Christ. Why? He knew the Father's vision. He says, I can't do anything else. Why? I only do what I see my Father do. I only do what? I only do what I do what? So what do you see God do in your life? Before we can now start bringing this petition of our small dreams, Mokama, Chicholava, Chakola Mbola Mubo, Choino Kukola. Christ is the only person. But the rest of us, God has to do a little bit of encouragement. Renew the mind. The renew mind. Can you stand up? Can we just sing that song? Renew the mind. I get a feeling it only involves.